You talked about, like, draining the land off your marshes. What would you call what you dug to drain the water off?
Ditches.
Do you ever call it a drainage canal?
Well, a drainage canal is different from ditch because it's a bigger thing. Drainage canal is a big, wide place and deep, but ditches are what you use just around the farm. And they're not as wide or as deep.
What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear it called like a ravine or a ravine?
Yeah, a ravine.
Or a wash?
Yeah, a wash can mean most anything where the water washes down.
What about if there's been like a heavy rainfall and a channel's been cut by erosion in the road?
Call it a washout, I guess.
Did you call it a gully?
Yes, you could call it a gully, but gully is more of a permanent thing, I thought, than a rain would be a washout.
Are there many streams in this area?
Well, I expect there are up around the middle part of the state, and we have some little rivers down here. I don't know whether you call them streams.
What are their names?
About the streams, there are plenty of rivers. The Loxahatchee River, the Miami River, the Caloosahatchee River, the St. John's River. We have one up here we call the Irman River. Named for a man that used to live here in that area.
Did he have any connection with fur trade?
No.
So many names become trade names and you don't even know like what they're doing.
No, this man was a newspaper man, an editor. And he was quite a person. I don't know how there ever happened to be a name for him, but it's up near Lake Park. He was quite a person in the personality in this area.
An additioner to the community.
Yes. He had quite a good influence on the place.
This man was a newspaper man, editor. Quite a person. I don't know how he ever had. Personality in this area. Yes.